Welcome to Storytime with the Muskingum County Library System. My name is Mr. Sean, and we will be reading Library Mouse, A Museum Adventure, a story about Sam, the library mouse, and his friend Sarah when they go off on an adventure to a museum. Before we get started, I would like to invite all of our friends, tall and small, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as a role model. Storytime is a special time with your child. Both of you are learning together, having fun, and bonding. When you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. Is everybody excited and gathered together? Because we are about to begin our story. I am very excited to read to you Library Mouse, A Museum Adventure by Daniel Kirk. Late one night, Sam, the library mouse, was hard at work. His friend Sarah dropped in and asked, "What are you doing, Sam? Writing a new book?" Sam said, "I'm just making some notes and sketches in my journal. Maybe you'd like to try? I think I have an extra one you could use." "No thanks," Sarah said, looking around. "You know, Sam, there's a place next door that has the kind of stuff you're looking at in these books. I think they call it a museum. We should go." "Have you ever been to a museum? What kinds of things did you see? If you haven't, what kinds of things do you think are in a museum? Are there paintings, sculptures, and photographs?" "You're right. There's all kinds of wonderful things to look at in a museum." "What about a journal? Do you keep a journal? What kinds of things do you write or draw?"
"I keep a journal, and I write a lot about how I feel or what happened to me that day. It's also a place where I can be creative and draw things from my imagination or things that I like that I see throughout the day."
Okay, back to the story.
"What, Sam cried? There's a museum right next door?"
"Sure," Sarah said. "Come on, let's take a look. This is our chance to have some fun."
Sam was nervous. He had never been outside the library before. He thought and thought about what to do. Finally, he said, "Well, all right, I'll go. I'll take my journal along, but I want you to take one too."
"A journal?" Sarah exclaimed.
"An explorer can't explore if she's writing in a journal. An explorer wants adventure."
"Then make an explorer's journal," Sam replied.
"You can take a journal anywhere and put anything you want in it. Pictures or souvenirs from your trip. You can use it to write down your thoughts and feelings about the things you see and the adventures you have. A museum would be a great place to take a journal."
"Okay," Sarah said with a sigh. "I'll take one, but let's get moving. I'm ready for some adventure right now, but
come on," Sarah said. "Explorers move fast." Sam hurried to fill his backpack with supplies and an extra journal for Sarah. Then the two friends crept beneath the library door and raced across the field beyond to the big building on the hill. Once inside the museum, Sarah quickly found a pretty stamp and a checkroom ticket.
"Can I put these in my journal?" she asked.
"Of course you can," Sam said, feeling very small amongst the giant and mysterious shadows. Then he glanced up.
He let out a squeak when he saw a huge figure looming over him.
"Don't worry, Sam. It isn't real," Sarah said. Sam breathed a sigh of relief.
"You're right. The sign here says it's a statue from ancient Greece."
"But he's broken," Sarah said. "What happened to his spear and shield and his nose?"
"He's very old," Sam said.
"I have an idea," Sarah said, getting out her journal. "If I draw a picture of the sculpture, I can make him good as new, better even, with some ears and a tail."
"That's funny," Sam giggled.
"Say, what's over there?"
"Bones," Sarah said, looking up at the gigantic saber-toothed tiger skeleton.
"That's the biggest cat I've ever seen."
"I've never seen a cat at all," Sam said.
The sign says it's been extinct for 10,000 years. Sam's paw shook as he wrote the numbers in his journal. 10,000 years? That's not nearly enough for me. Wow, 10,000. That's a really big number. How high can you count? Can you count to 10? Let's try. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Good job. I bet that you can count even higher. How about to 20? Or maybe 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100? Wow, that is a big number too. And you know what? It takes 100 100s to make 10,000. Those are some old bones. Okay, now back to the story. Look, there's more stuff from ancient Egypt, Sarah said. Just like what we read about in the books back at the library. And look at that cat, said Sam with a shiver. It almost looks alive. If you were a mouse, would you be afraid of a cat too? If I was an itty-bitty mouse, I might be afraid of a cat. Now, back to the story. In another room, Sarah asked, What does it say on that broken rock, Sam? I don't know, Sam said with a shrug. They call that kind of writing hieroglyphics? Some of the pictures look like mice, Sarah noted, copying them in her journal. And some of them, Sam said with a shudder, look like cats. Do you know what hieroglyphics are? Hieroglyphics is a writing system that uses pictures and symbols instead of letters and words. It's most commonly associated with ancient Egyptians. However, other groups, such as the Mayans, used similar writing systems, where each symbol in a hieroglyphic is called a hieroglyph. You could even make up your own hieroglyphics at home. Just write out the alphabet and draw a picture above each letter and then write secret messages coded in your own hieroglyphics. The two friends strolled from room to room. Check out these paintings, Sarah said. They're all right, but why aren't there any mice in them? They're made by people, Sam said. But let's keep looking. Maybe we'll find some. If you were to make a painting, what kind of painting would you make? Would you paint a mouse? Sam and Sarah looked at antique musical instruments, old weapons, and suits of armor. Sarah said, Sam, I'm going to climb to the top of that rider's helmet to see what the world looks like from up there. I'll make a sketch in my journal, too. Want to come? No, Sam said. You're not supposed to touch anything, Sarah, and museums aren't for climbing. The world looked awfully big to Sarah from atop the suit of armor. But glancing down, she saw a dark figure creeping toward her friend. Sam, she cried, look out! Sarah leapt into the air and landed with a thump on the cat's head. The two mice scurried away as quickly as their legs could carry them. Faster, Sam, Sarah squeaked, faster! They rounded the corner and found a darkened stairwell and scampered down the stairs. A mole stood quietly along the wall.
Welcome to the special galleries, he said. Won't you step inside?
Excuse me, Sam said. We're trying to get away from a...
You must see everything, said the guard. It's all made by the artist. His work is magnificent. One of the humans upstairs took pity on the artist one night and let him come inside. Now he works on his pictures down here during the days and... keeps an eye on things upstairs. He's a...
Cat! Cried Sarah. She and Sam lifted their pencils like spears and held their journals like shields.
Hold that pose, said the cat. It's absolutely perfect.
Quick as a wink, the cat began to sketch.
I love mice, he said, but I so seldom get to draw them from life. I'm glad you decided to stop running away. I knew you two would make fabulous models. Meet the artist, said the guard.
A cat, said Sam, trembling.
There's no need to be afraid, the mole said. And wait until you see how he's drawn you. It will be good enough to frame and hang on the wall.
I have an idea, said Sarah. Maybe when you're finished drawing us, Mr. Artist, I can draw a picture of you in my journal?
A fellow artist? The cat asked.
My friend Sam makes books, said Sarah.
And my friend Sarah, said Sam, keeps a pretty nice journal.
When Sarah was finished with her sketch, the guard said, Wonderful. It would look perfect hanging right next to the entrance to the gallery. You wouldn't want to donate it, would you?
Sarah looked at Sam. There are lots of pages in the journal, Sam said. I don't think it would hurt to spare just one.
As long as I have room for the artist autograph, Sarah said, I'm not going home without it.
I guess an explorer can explore while writing and drawing in a journal, Sarah said, after they said goodbye to their new friends.
True, Sam said, but an adventure is fun too. It gives you something to write about.
Where shall we go next? Sarah asked as the sun came up behind the museum.
Oh, I'm sure you'll dream up something, Sam said with a yawn. And the two mice headed back home to the library. The end.
Let's talk about the book and what we might have learned. Have you ever been afraid of something, like Sam was afraid of the artist cat? Well, Sam was able to learn more about what he was scared of, and then he realized there was nothing to be scared of. Sometimes learning more about things that you're afraid of is the best way to understand them and overcome your fear. Do you remember when Sam and Sarah were walking through the different galleries in the museum, surrounded by beautiful paintings and sculptures? Well, right now, many museums from around the world are offering their collections up virtually, so you can walk through a museum just like Sam and Sarah and discover all new kinds of artists. You might even find something that inspires you that you could put in your journal. A great way to practice art is to try and draw or paint like an artist that you admire. And don't worry if it doesn't look exactly like it. Feel free to put your own spin on whatever you're drawing or painting and have fun. This is a great time to start a journal. It is a wonderful place to practice literacy skills, hand-eye coordination, drawing, and being creative and expressing your feelings. If parents or caregivers in the room have a journal from a long time ago, it might be fun to revisit and read to your child aloud. They would love to learn more about you when you were younger and hear about all of your experiences. And then you can help them start their own journal. If you enjoyed this evening's story, Library Mouse: A Museum Adventure by Daniel Kirk, there are more titles in the Library Mouse series available on Hoopla for free with your library card. Simply visit muskinghamlibrary.org or your app stores and download the Hoopla app. Then you'll be able to use your library card to check out books in this series or other incredible titles available, all for free with your library card. And if you don't have a library card, don't worry, we have you covered. You can visit our website and register for an instant digital library card. Thank you for joining us for Storytime. Please be sure to join us here on Wiz Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a new story.